OTM Radio. We heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, getting you the most. OTM Radio. We heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
Playing the best independent artists and looking for more. So tune in and tell a friend about the hottest station on internet land.
Sit back and listen to EOTM on a mission. Classic City Records, ain't no competition. Pay attention to the grind, we're in it, the vision. Entrepreneurs on the move, success is given.
EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, we heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
EOTM, that's the people station. Hottest station in the nation, no underestimating. Stop procrastinating and gon' hit them up. Giving you bang for your buck, get your numbers up.
Come on.
Stop sitting around whining, crying about making it, but ain't trying.
Classic
City Records, we tiring. Go to EOTM and start climbing.
Okay. EOTM Radio, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, giving you the most.
To the Stephen Knight Show. My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. We're back live after a two-week hiatus, but I have to thank you all for joining us tonight, as always. We have a full show lined up. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Now, this time of year, many people find ways of giving back to their communities, and tonight we are recognizing three individuals who do that every day. As always, I want you to be part of the discussion, so call in with your questions and comments. The number 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There is a link on our Facebook page. Ms. Parker is actually out tonight. She's not feeling well, so we are definitely sending well wishes to her. But Chike's filling in for tonight. How you doing, Chike?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm good. It's been 2 weeks. How was Thanksgiving? What's been going on?
Thanksgiving was good. Thanksgiving was quiet. You know, I got the itis and laid down. It was a perfect situation.
Right.
And I've been busy. You know, I took that time out to, you know, spend time with the family. But glory be to God, you know, I've been busy. I've been working. So
yeah.
That's been good. Yeah.
I hear that. I hear that. Kind of the same on this end. Been working, preparing for 2013. A lot going on, a lot to look forward to. So I heard a rumor, you know, the ATL Hottest Entertainment Awards was this past Saturday, and I couldn't
right.
make it for unforeseen reasons. And someone sent me a message that I interviewed at the when Adam and I went to the launch party, or the nominees party. Someone I interviewed there sent me a message on Facebook congratulating me on my award. Apparently, I won for Hottest Male Vocalist. So hopefully
oh,
I get
wow.
my award and put it on my mantle over here. But
well,
anyway.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you, thank
absolutely.
You. Yeah, so.
I know how hard you work. I'm sorry. I know how hard you work, and you're an awesome musician, so I don't see why you wouldn't win, you know.
I appreciate
I recognize
that.
You
were very excited.
Yeah.
I actually had a meeting yesterday with a producer, and I'll be going back in the studio very soon to finish up this project, so I'm excited about that. It's just, you know, being in the, you know, entertainment industry and everything, how things can just get crazy. You know what I mean? You have a plan and
yeah.
that falls through, so you got to stay on the grind. But things are starting to pick up, so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, you have to know how to bob and weave is what I say.
Bob and weave. Well, anyway, let's bring Adam on. What's up, Adam?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How was your break?
What's going on, Adam?
My break was good, you know, spend time with the family. It was a nice low-key, you know, just kind of taking some quiet time to relax and not stress too much. Did a couple auditions also. So, yeah, stayed busy after Thanksgiving, of course.
Okay. So what's going on with the movies?
I think that Adam and I both saw Lincoln, right? Didn't
yeah,
we both
yeah.
see Lincoln? Okay.
Yep. And if you want, I'll lead us into that. So if anyone hasn't heard, Lincoln is the newest movie by Steven Spielberg. And it follows a very specific time period in Lincoln's life. During the first few months of 1865, Lincoln has been reelected, and it's a focus on Lincoln's kind of push to pass the 13th Amendment, and the 13th Amendment abolishes slavery in the U.S., and it's a good focus on how much struggle he went through, how much he had to go through fighting within his own party, trying to convince anyone, and convincing people in the other party to pass this rule, pass the law, pass the amendment. So really focused, strong acting by Daniel Day-Lewis, Sally Fields playing Mrs. Lincoln, by Tommy Lee Jones, by a lot of the other actors there. Great cast. 2.5 hours, but it progressed really well, so you're not feeling like it's a lot of downtime and a lot of good dialogue. So I really liked it. I think if anyone gets a chance, highly recommend it. You know, Spielberg always does, or usually does a good job in his movies. So this is another one where, you know, you don't expect like a whole Lincoln storyline, but you'll get to see a lot of what actually goes on and how hard it is to pass some of these amendments, and especially the 13th Amendment, which is one of the most important amendments in U.S. history, just kind of the tribulations they had to go through for that.
Yeah,
absolutely. I thought that it was very intellectual. Like, you can't go in there, you know, not willing to do your work. You have to go in there with your mind and ready to think about some things. It's just not a movie to just be watching to just get through it, you know, as far as entertainment sake. It's pretty educational, and it teaches you basically how government works. And this is just my thought. With the current president that we have in office now and the struggles that he goes through to get some of the things that he wants done, this movie gives you a little insight into what the president actually has to go through to get certain things passed. So I urge people to go see it. It's very educational, very intellectual. I guess Steven Spielberg, again, thumbs up. Did an excellent job.
All right. Anything else?
Life of Pi, Ang Lee's new feature film. They were giving him a little grief when he was making it because they say, why are you doing this movie in 3D? Ang Lee doesn't get the credit that he deserves, but his cinematography is off the hook. Like, he just has a visual eye on things that I think a lot of directors miss. They can tell a great story in a certain way, but his camera angles just astound me. And he had the nerve to take this movie and make it 3D, and he deals with things like being shipwrecked. You actually feel like you're being shipwrecked because of the 3D and the angles and how he shoots this movie. The movie is about a young boy whose family is migrating to another country because they own a zoo and they're just going to pick up the zoo and move it to another country. And they get shipwrecked in the travels. And the boy and a Bengal tiger become close, so to speak. They're actually becoming, they're bonding because they're both shipwrecked and they have to depend on each other for survival. And it's interesting how the relationship develops, along with the cinematography of being stranded on the ocean and the fact that it's 3D. I took the kids to go see because it is a family movie. They were amazed by it. You know, it was a discussion for, I think, maybe a whole 3 hours after we left the movie theater. That's what you want a movie to do to you, make you talk about it.
Anything coming out of the holidays right on us now? Anything coming up?
Go ahead. It's who?
Oh, sorry. For me, it's The Hobbit. You know, that's coming out in the next couple of weeks. You know, it's been talked about for a while, so not going to say too much more on it, but it looks really good. Trailers look really good, so that's kind of the biggest release for me coming up soon.
Yeah, I'm into that. Billy Crystal and Bette Midler are together again in a Christmas comedy. I forget the name of the movie. I think it's something about them being the grandparents. I forget the name of the movie. But it was hilarious. It looks hilarious from the trailer. I want to check that out. It's been a while since Miss Midler's been in a movie. I always like her comedy, especially with Billy Crystal. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. Mostly, the holiday season is coming up, so it's mostly about, you know, the family movies, things that you can take the kids to. You know, you do it as a family. I urge that.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, Adam, as always, we appreciate you. And,
thanks a lot.
We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
All right. Have a good one, guys.
See you, Adam.
All right. Aaron, what's going on? I know he's on because he told me he was. Aaron. All right. Well, maybe he's not on anymore. Let's go to Janera. What's going on, Janera?
Nothing much, guys. What's going on?
Not much. How was your last 2 weeks off?
Fabulous. Just fabulous. Got to take a little bit of time off during Thanksgiving, so
yeah.
It was great. It was really, really good. I had a great time.
That's good.
Well, is it busy season for you coming up, Miss Janera? You know, the holiday season, all this shopping going on. Busy.
Oh,
this should be your busy season.
It is. And I'm so excited. I have so much stuff to tell you guys about. I said Steven's going to kick me off the show because I have too much going on tonight. But
what you got for?
Well, let me get started. Okay. Well, for all the ladies out there, today is the last day to shop Nine West and get 30% off of your entire purchase. Plus, you can get free shipping on any purchase, I guess, for the holidays. A lot of times what Nine West will do is they'll do free shipping on a particular amount, like maybe $50 or more, but this time they're doing free shipping on everything. If you shop Casper, and this is for the ladies as well, but don't worry, I have some stuff coming up for the fellas, but if you shop the Casper outlet during the holidays, you can get 30% off of your entire purchase. And in case you're interested, I'm not sure if you know what Casper is out there, ladies, but they really sell a lot of business wear and, you know, basically a lot of office attire. And it's really nice quality things. The Casper suit can run you anywhere between $200 and $500, depending on what kind you get, sometimes even higher. But they want you to know that they have suits starting under $100 for the holiday. So this is the Casper outlet, not the Casper store. Now, one of my favorite stores in the world, even though I don't get to shop there all the time because I'm not super rich, Gucci. They're having one of their semi-annual sales. They do this twice a year, once around the holidays and once at the beginning of the summer. Well, they're having their semi-annual sale again this year for the last time this year. And while supplies last, you can get up to 40% off of original purchases. I mean, of original prices, and that's for men and women items. Neiman Marcus is also having their semi-annual sale. And they usually do it, you'll always find that Gucci, Neiman Marcus, and Saks have a semi-annual sale around the same time because Gucci has to compete with Neiman Marcus and Saks since they carry that brand. They have to compete, so they usually try to time it right around the same time. Neiman Marcus is also having their semi-annual sale. And I know that these are high-end items, but these will be really, really good Christmas gifts. Hint, hint. For anybody who doesn't know what they want to get. And they do have things ranging from, you know, as low as $50. I mean, seriously, even Gucci, you can get a wallet from Gucci for like $130. So it's not anything that's overly expensive, or it can be, but it doesn't have to be. But Neiman Marcus, if you shop there now while supplies last, you can save up to 50% off of your original purchases. And that's for everything in the store. Well, I mean, everything is on sale, but that's, you know, across the entire store. Bluefly, they also have a lot of designer goods. They're having a surprise sale, and they do these little pop-up sales, and they'll be doing probably several more before the holidays are over. But they're having a surprise sale. And if you shop now, you can get $40 off of your purchase, not 40%, but $40 off of your purchase. And you have to use code SURPRISE40. And, of course, bluefly.com is an online store, and they discount a lot of designer items. If you shop at Brookstone between now and the 5th, you can save $50 off of your next purchase with. So you have to shop now, and then off of your next purchase, you get $50. And you can use code SNL44X. Plus, you can get free shipping off of your purchase of $99 or more. And they also want you to know that they have tons of gifts, hundreds of them under $50. So if you're shopping on a budget, Brookstone may be where you want to go. I mean, you know, you can get that person that you care about a massager or, you know, I mean, they have all types of gadgets in there. I mean, I love Brookstone. The Gap wants everyone to know that they have tons of gift ideas, like sweaters that are priced from $20. And I know The Gap can get kind of pricey, too. So they have sweaters just priced from $20 and hat and scarf sets starting at just $10. So that's not really that bad if you're looking for a good gift and, again, shopping on a budget, because a lot of us are around this time of year and because we have so many people to shop for. And just in time for the holidays, Express is having their best of winter sale. If you shop now, you can get 40% off of select items throughout the store, that's men and women, and then you can also get 30% off of select outerwear. So that's a really good deal. The Loft, which used to be called Ann Taylor's Loft, but now it's just The Loft, they're having a great sale too. Sweaters are starting at $20 off, and they have some corduroys starting around $39.50. So if you want to go in there and get somebody an outfit, The Loft would probably be a good place to head to. Wilson's Leather, great, great coats. I went there Thanksgiving night, as a matter of fact. And I don't know if you guys got a chance to go to the outlets around Thanksgiving. I know, Chica, you're not in Georgia, but Steven, I don't know if you got a chance to go, but the outlets are crazy. They were just crazy. Yeah, they opened at 9 o'clock. They opened at 9 o'clock Thanksgiving night, and they stayed open for 25 hours.
Right.
And, of course, I had to travel down there to see what was going on, and it was crazy. I don't know if I'm going to ever do it again because it was just too much, but I did have a really good time. I got some really, really good deals. Wrapped up a lot of my Christmas shopping that night, and I did happen to go into Wilson's Leather, and they had a really good deal that's still going on now. They're having a 12 days of deal sale. And if you shop there now, you can get 70% off of original prices of their leather coats and jackets. So that might be a deal that you guys want to check out. J. Crew, J. Crew is usually pretty pricey. I usually think that whenever they price, whoever's holding the price on guns just bumped and fell, like just bumped and they fell and bumped their heads because sometimes their price is just ridiculous. But they're having a sale too, and if you shop there, you can get 25% off of your order, plus you can get free shipping on your order. And that's another thing. J. Crew never gives free shipping. I don't know what's wrong with those people, but they never give free shipping, and I guess just for the holidays they're doing that. So if you want to, you know, take part in that little deal, just use the code STYLE25 if you're shopping online. New York & Company is also having a great sale right now. You can shop and buy one, get one 50% off in the store of everything. And this is something that they do every once in a while, but New York & Company is always good for a sale. But right now, and I'm sure they're going to get, as the holidays grow closer, as Christmas grows closer, they're going to get even better deals. But if you shop now, you can get buy one, get one 50% off of everything in the store. And you can mix and match handbags, sweaters, bottoms, tops, anything in the store, jewelry. Piperlime.com, of course, I always tell you guys about Piperlime, one of my faves. But what isn't one of my faves, really? If you shop Piperlime.com, you can get 50% off of select fall apparel. So this might be a good little deal to take advantage of if you're doing any type of Christmas shopping on a budget, because Piperlime can give you some really good deals. I mean, I think I've gotten something on there as low as like $15 before. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's not anything that was just a fluke. It's something that happens very often. So I would definitely check out Piperlime.com. And last but not least, if you shop Art & B, you can get 40% off of all tops, bottoms, jackets, and shoes in the store. So I think that's all I have for you guys this evening. There was so much stuff out there, I didn't even know what to choose, so I tried to stick with the best thing. Those are the best things that I could choose, but they had so many more deals, so I can't wait until next week so I can tell you guys about all the stuff I'm going to come across.
Well, we definitely appreciate it, this being the time where everyone's rushing to get their gifts and, you know, hopefully for other people and not just themselves.
Right. And,
yeah, they used to be my problem too. But these sales, you know, really help families and people out there trying to find good gifts. So we definitely appreciate it, especially this time of year. And the link, ButterShopHolic.com, will be on our Facebook
right.
page as well. All right. Well, thanks, Janera.
Thank you, Janera.
Okay,
talk to you next week, guys.
All right.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Aaron, what's going on, Aaron? How are your holidays?
It was really nice. What about yours?
Pretty good. Can't complain. Okay. You've been enjoying your 2 weeks. I know you've been, kicking your butt in school, huh?
Yeah, on the grind. This is my last week of the semester, and then after that, I have a final, so I'm going to be pretty busy.
Yeah, you're going to be a busy guy. What's going on in sports?
Wow. Well, man, where can I begin?
Yeah. Start with them Eagles.
How about we don't? How about we leave the Eagles alone? I'm going to bypass them Eagles, man. I think Andy Reid is done. I actually like Andy Reid. I think he's a cool coach. I just think that his time in Philly is pretty much done. Michael Vick, I think Vick's time in Philly is definitely numbered. If you keep getting injured and keep getting injured and you're not playing, and whenever you are playing, the team's not really doing too much better with you, a quarterback. And I like Vic. I'm not hating on Vic,
right.
But I just feel that Vic's best days are behind him, and I can get some, you know.
Doesn't it seem a little bit like he's mirroring TL when he left out right before he left? Their pass is pretty much the same with the Eagles.
You talking about Donovan McNabb?
No, I'm talking about TL. When they get a high profile player, they tend to exit the same way.
Yeah, it's so just interesting how you know, 2 years ago, it was all this hype about, you know, Vic is going to take over for Donovan. It's Vic's team. Vic's going to get on to the Super Bowl, you know, all this hype. And the team has not been good. They just haven't. They have not been good. They were overhyped last year and overhyped this mm-hmm. year. They're mm-hmm. not a good team. They're just not good. And Vic, again, I like Vic. Vic, my brother, I'm just keeping it 100, man. I just think that your best days are behind you. And prove me wrong. You know, please prove me wrong. Show me differently. Otherwise,
how old is it?
Oh man, give me 1 sec. He's in his 30s. I definitely
okay.
know that.
Okay.
I feel bad for Vic. I really do, because I feel that he was kind of put in a good situation, but at the same time, there's not a lot to build around. It's just bad. And all I have to say is this. If Vic ends up going to the Oakland Raiders, he might as well just retire. Just retire. Oakland is where you go. That's like the graveyard of the NFL. If you're playing for
wow.
the Raiders, no offense to anybody. Not for real, because it's like that, and then the next place is retirement. Think about it. What are the Raiders doing? And it's like all the, like, you know, watch the players, whatever, go in, they end up going to Oakland. Well, especially when it comes to quarterbacks, yeah. I mean, they just end up going to Oakland. But, yeah, sorry, Philly. let's talk about Robert Griffin III, man. Let's talk about him.
Yeah.
He's exciting. Vic is actually 32.
Okay.
32 years old, yeah. June 26, 1980 is his birthday. Robert Griffin, I think, to me, he's like, do y'all remember whenever Vic first came in the league playing for the Falcons?
Mm-hmm.
And it was all this excitement and everything. Well, that's what Robert Griffin is to me. He's just fun to watch. He's exciting. I think that the Redskins are a much better team with him than without him. And I'm gonna say this. I could be wrong, but you heard it here first. The Redskins will make the playoffs.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they can win this game tonight.
You gotta win.
If they can
beat
the Giants. Yeah, if they can beat the Giants. But yo, I wanna talk about Javon Belcher. That's just, it's, man, I don't know what to say. I'm actually torn, because I'm like, I'm upset at the situation that it had to go down like that, but then I'm mad at him for doing what he did, because I'm like, should I feel mad for a deceased person? But at the same time, but he's a murderer, you know. So
right.
It's like, you know.
Well, let me ask you. There was some controversy because, you know, the Chiefs went on to play the next day after, you know, he killed his girlfriend Cassandra Perkins, and then he committed suicide. And then they went on to play the next day, and there was some controversy over should they have played, should they have canceled. What do you think?
Play. Yeah. You play. I mean, come on. I mean, you play. You don't. I mean, No. He's a murderer. I'm sorry. He's a murderer. Okay. I'm sure that maybe this, you know, man definitely has some issues. But at the end of the day, he murdered someone. You know, and I just feel like why not play because of that. You know, I think this is the time where people need to come together and they need to talk, and if there's some issues going on, then they need to get help. But I feel that, no, we shouldn't, you know, the game shouldn't be stopped. It shouldn't. No, the game goes on. Life goes on. You man up, you deal with it, and you keep it moving. So, I just think that kind of gives him too much power. Like, wow, you know, I murdered my, and I don't like using this term, but I'll use it. No, I'll say this. The mother of my child. I'm not going to say the baby mama thing. The mother of my child.
Yeah, but they have a 3-month-year-old. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I shut down the whole entire NFL pretty much. I shut down, I'm glad that Kansas City played. I'm glad. And they actually won.
Yeah, they won. That was their second game.
As right? Like weird as it is, right. They actually won. So
second game they won, this year.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of sad,
yeah.
But kind of good in the same aspect. But it's weird, man. It's just really, really. I'm just torn with that. Like like what about you, Steven and Chike? Do you, like, y'all feel torn? Like, are you mad at him?
I feel very sad about it. I feel sad towards the family. I understand that the. Cassandra's mother is going to raise the 3-month-year-old and towards the players, because, you know, I understand they had a big meeting. The coach called the team captains together and they had discussion of whether or not they're going to play the game, and they decided to play. And like you said, they won. So, definitely a sad thing, but our thoughts and prayers are definitely with everyone involved, his family and hers.
I'm sorry. I was just going to connect that to the Ray Carew story. Those two stories are almost identical in similarity, because he killed his child's mother with her being pregnant. So I'm wondering if there's like something else going along with this, because it's really too coincidental almost.
I'm thinking that is more to it. I've been reading where people are trying to say maybe it's because of the hits, and maybe he had a concussion and
The head injuries that the football player.
And that he had actually been drinking a lot, like nightly, like he had been drinking like a lot, and was also on pain medicine. So, you know, maybe he just snapped and lost it, and then maybe after he realized what he had done, because I have to say this. I think that he, after he realized what he'd done, I think that he was very, kind of woke back up, like, dang, you know, what did I just do? Oh, my gosh, my life is just over. And so he went to the thing that he loved, you know, outside of his family, which is football. He went there. He thanked everybody for giving him the opportunity in life, and he ended it. I think that he might have just, you know, things went bad. He snapped. Again, I'm not a psychiatrist, so please, people, don't get upset at me. I'm just going by what I feel, me personally. And he just snapped. It went awry. He shot her. Maybe it was some argument, some drama. He killed her. And then he snapped and realized, wow, I didn't mean to do that. Maybe it was the alcohol mixed with the medicine or whatever. And he wanted, you know, he pretty much knew then, okay, I'm going to have to just take my own life, whatever. I can't deal with this anymore. And then it was too heavy for him. But, I just feel so sad for the baby, though. But I also read, though, that he actually murdered the young woman in front of her mother, or maybe his mother, but in front of the grandmother of the baby. So, it's going to be a lot
going on there.
A lot.
We need to end this segment because we're running over, but we'll definitely. No problem. And Aaron, stay on top of that if you can, and keep us posted. Next week if there's more information. Okay.
Absolutely. All
right, we'll take a quick commercial break. We'll talk with Glenn Hollingsworth right back.
Get Powerhouse Wolf Entertainment's artist Ron Anthony's love-making song "Home Tonight." Let's stay home tonight with the one you love. Produced by Blue Wolf Paul Pato. Download the single now on iTunes, Amazon, and all major stores. RAHNANTHONI. This will make you grow in love. This is from the forthcoming CD on Wolf Entertainment. You can check out other songs, including inspirational and dance music by this artist, on www.wolfentertainment.com.au. Let's get back to making love.
Located in Atlanta, Georgia, Glenn Hollinsworth is a dynamic and entertaining speaker. He inspires teens to go for their dreams and has spent countless hours helping youth deal with the ups and downs of life. As a teenager, Glenn himself struggled with what many teenagers experienced growing up, low self-esteem, peer pressure, and family pressure. At a young age, he knew that hard work and determination would be vital if he wanted to be successful in life. Learning how life's battles could be won, he strives to pass this knowledge on. His relentless optimism and story of triumph encourages youth to think of themselves and their mistakes as an opportunity to shape the future as they wish to live it. Please help me welcome to the show, Glenn Hollinsworth. Welcome, Glenn.
Hey, I appreciate it. What's up, man?
We definitely appreciate you being on. I know we had a conversation a while back. You and I met a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Music, and I know you have your hands in a lot of different business ventures. Tell us why is this one so important to you?
Well, it's always been my passion from the beginning, man. The beginning at 14, when I sat in my room, locked in my room because I was being bullied at home. And because of that, I spent a lot of time to myself trying to figure out, or actually creating a whole other identity for who I am, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes what we'll do is we'll create this fictitious character in times of we're going through, you know, real life situations. We kind of make up this fictitious character of what I would wish my life would be like, right?
Right.
And so what I did was I had this notebook full of dreams, things I would like to have, the type of person I wanted to be. I would write my goals out, some of them, you know, really bigger than possible sometimes. And, I mean, that was the whole start of it from the very beginning. And from that time, it's just like over the years, with my goals being a fashion designer, a motivational speaker, mm-hmm. And just wanting to make A's and B's in school, you know, it just kind of led me back to my original plan. So, yeah.
Okay. So what is it, you know, obviously I've read the reviews on your website and, you know, people are really loving it. What is it that you think that the youth that you talk to, that they take away with after your message?
Well, I definitely would say that it's really, I think they take away authenticity. Like, they really take away that I'm not anybody. And not to downplay myself, but I'm really not anybody special. But everybody, mm-hmm. no matter celebrity or not, is normal, and we all go through our situations, but we have to learn to overcome them. So at the end of the day, who is it that you want to become is the main thing that I, you know, share with a lot of the teenagers that I speak to. Who is it that you want to be? What is it that you want to leave as far as your mark on this world that's going to make a difference, not just for yourself, but the person next to you, you know? So.
Right, yeah. And, you know, I used to work with the youth, and I know that this, to me, this is one of the important age groups that we have to talk to and encourage and inspire, because they're developing, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Do you have any of the teens or youth come up to you and share personal stories, personal things they're going through outside of the large group?
Yeah, you know, I have I'll have some teams, because what I do is I work on trying to get them to follow me through social media, because it's so powerful at this point, and a lot of young people are using it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, all right, come to me with, like, situations so that I can help you through them, because sometimes you may not have a person that's around your age to give you more of a positive inspiration, and who can you go to? So sometimes they come to me and they just told me that they have high goals, but they're always being discouraged from accomplishing those goals.
Yeah.
And the young lady that sent me that tweet, I gave only thing that I, the only information I gave her, which I think it goes for adults and it goes for teenagers, is one word, is believe. Because if you don't believe, if you allow someone else to believe something for you, then it's not yours. But if you have your own beliefs and your own vision, it gives you all the credit for your own ambitions, for you to go for what you want out of life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if
yeah.
everybody's dependent on someone else to tell them that they're doing good, that they're going to be amazing, sometimes when a person that goes from telling you how amazing you are, but they go to tell you how stupid you are, or how you're not smart enough, or you really think you can do that, those same, even though they're two different emotions, for positive and negative, they have the same effect if you don't know who you truly are. So
exactly.
I explained that to her, and I felt like she really got it. And also had some students that came up to me and told me that that they had a brother or sister that was involved in drugs, and they wanted to know how they can help them to changing
wow.
that. Yeah, and I was like, wow, I'm almost
yeah.
to the point where I was like, I don't know what to say. Like,
isn't amazing some of the stories you hear, right?
Yeah, man, that was probably the most one. And another one that I felt really good, man, really, really, really made me feel good, man, for Thanksgiving, man. Some of these teenagers reached out to me, and they told me that they were thankful for me, man. That was powerful.
Wow. Wow.
That was powerful for me. I never in my life experienced anybody
yeah.
that I don't know, first off, just to send me either an Instagram message or to send me a tweet and just tell me that they were thankful for me for Thanksgiving, man. That was amazing.
Well, you know, I always believe that when you are today, you know, tonight we're celebrating people who are giving back, and you're giving back through your experience and things you've went through to these youth. You know, we're celebrating people like you tonight, and I think that can you agree that in you doing this kind of work for the community here in Atlanta, that it gives back to you more than money could in some instances. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll tell you this. This is something I was just talking to with my fiance. I was like, if there's anything that you would do in this world that you didn't get paid for, what would it be? And
right.
I don't have to get paid for this. And
right. yeah.
and that's what makes this right here just so magnificent, man, because I'm not doing this for no other reason but to change the future. A teenager asked me too, man, just to share this story. I just spoke at Ola High School last Tuesday, and the guy came to me and he said, like, what is it? Like, why are you doing this? Like, what's your whole point?
Right.
I mean, you know, how much you getting paid, but what is your whole point?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, dude, I want to change the future. And I said, if you're going to change the future, where do you got to start? You got to start for the people that are up and coming, because those are the ones
yeah.
that are going to make the decisions. And I was like, this is what I'm passionate about, changing the future, like, because parts of it I don't like and parts of it are great, you know. And I said,
right.
if you're going to continue to make this a better place, we need to start with the younger generation, because they're going to be the ones to make the decisions for when I get old and I'm not able
mm-hmm.
to make some of my own decisions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tell everybody where they can follow you on Twitter, Instagram. We know your website, GlennHollinsworth.com, will be on our Facebook page. But tell us about your Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, so my Instagram is GJ Hollingsworth, and my Twitter is the same, GJ Hollingsworth, at GJ Hollingsworth. And then my Facebook is Glenn J Hollingsworth. So you can follow me any of those, or really, if you Google search Glenn Hollingsworth, I'll be on the first page too. So you can find me there.
And I'll tell y'all, this is a hard working man. Like I said, I met a couple of years ago, kind of stayed in touch over social media and just conversed with him over the years. He's definitely doing big things. I want to definitely thank you for being on tonight. We honor you for what you're doing in the community, being an inspiration to youth. I think that's very important. So. We thank you, and thank you for being on tonight. Okay, man?
All right, let me say one last thing. If anybody knows of any schools or organizations that would love to have a youth motivational speaker come in, please let me know. Any of those platforms, you can touch bases with me, and I love to share my message, okay? I appreciate it. Thank you, man. Thank you.
We definitely appreciate it. And for more information on Glenn, check out his website, www.glennhollinsworth.com. There'll be a link on our Facebook page, and we'll be right back.
Thanks.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Stopcade Now, Inc. is a nonprofit organization recognized globally that is focused on treatments, awareness, diverse genetic testing, genomics, childhood autoinflammatory diseases, also known as CADE, although rare, have a huge impact on those suffering. Children who suffer have constant pain, and I know that we all agree that that should not be a child's normal. Lisa Moreno Dickinson, who is not only founder, president, and CEO of Stopcade Now, Inc., she is a devoted mom, friend, and advocate for CADE. She says, what melts her heart is a child's laughter. What breaks it is anyone suffering ESP children. She calls herself a dame, determined, ambitious mom, endlessly working for a cure and ways to help children with CADE. Please help me welcome Lisa Moreno Dickinson and her business partner, Barbara Marshall. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, thank you for having us on.
Hi.
Yeah, thank you for being on. You know, prior to you all coming on, I had never heard of CADE. Lisa, let's start with you. Tell us about it. What do we need to know?
Well, I'm not surprised you haven't heard of it. I actually coined CADE after my son Brody, who's now three, was diagnosed, and coined CADE about 2 years ago when I started the foundation, standing for Childhood Autoinflammatory Diseases. So, although autoinflammatory diseases are not new, they're just this silent disease that not much attention was brought to, and there was no organization that covered the disease as a whole, And when Brody was diagnosed, instead of focusing on his disease, atypical Blau syndrome, I focused on the mechanism of the disease. In doing that, I was able to help hundreds of thousands of those who are suffering from these autoinflammatory diseases. And that's my main goal, was to be the voice for the doctors and for the children. And it shows like yours, which I appreciate, and other supporters who have allowed our voice to carry through. And as you said, we're internationally known. But the struggle to even get the diagnoses for Brody was what drove me to even start the foundation.
Right.
Hi, Lisa. I'm sorry. This is TK. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Barbara. How are you? I had pre-talked to Lisa already, and I wanted her to share the story that you shared with me when you were standing in the room holding Brady alone, because I think that's very pivotal to the point that you arrived to get to the start of this organization.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about when I was at the hospital and I was holding Brody.
Exactly.
Yeah, this might have been his first biopsy. I think he was about 7 months old. And even though they found some granulomas, they still did not know what Brody had. And I remember being in the hospital, and there was, I want to say, three doctors and two nurses. And they were standing in front of me, and I was holding Brody, and he was screaming in pain, as he would do. And I'm looking at their faces, and they're looking at me back and hearing him. And I knew at that moment that they knew, we knew he had a disease, but they did not know how to help me. And at that moment, it's not, and I tell people, it's not that you, it's not that I stopped being a mom, but I knew at that point I had to get myself on a different plane and be more of his advocate.
Yeah.
And it's at that point, you're right. I mean, through this time, there are moments that I will never forget, some really horrific moments that will always stay with me and keep me driven. As well as his laughter, as well as the all the children now that I'm getting to know or that I get emails from. I mean, their courage and the pain that they go through is just not acceptable. And one of the nurses had left the room. And I actually thought, you know, and I don't judge people, but I was like, wow, that was quite rude. She didn't leave. I mean, she just left. She didn't say anything.
Right.
And after, I walked up to her and I said, are you okay? You know, is there something that you want to say? And I just wanted to understand. And she said, I don't know how you do it. I couldn't take him crying. And I just recently actually had an event that I had to go to, and a friend of mine who has never experienced hearing Brody, and she's seen him smile. She knows the unknown. And she stayed over the night. And when I saw her again, she was talking to me and she started crying, and it brought me back to really, when I really hear what people are getting to know more of, it brought me back. And she cried, and I actually got pretty emotional. And she's like, I've never heard a baby cry like that. And it's like Chop said, they've never heard a child in so much pain as they did with Brody. And, it is. It's heartbreaking, and it's not that I'm desensitized to it, but as I've said and what I've come to know is that the children's pain has become their normal. Brody's cries had become my normal. You know, it was more of what I was used to, you know, prior. But he's been on treatments, don't get me wrong. He's, you know, he's definitely not suffering as much with these treatments, but treatments they're not a cure, and we've gone through three different kinds.
So do the treatment, do they help with the pain that he's endured?
What they do, well, with even all the diseases that I cover and all the different treatments that are out there, they do a little different things. With Brody, the treatments that he's been on have actually helped shrink the granulomas, not diminish them. And so it lessens the pain, but it's still there. And I think really, I can't speak for Brody, and he will still say he has boo-boos, which was actually his first word. And I think that if you've seen on the website the picture of the baby with the bandages, and I've, you know, shared this with many, is that Brody, and now when I look back, I'm like, wow, how did he know that? Because it's not like I put Band-Aids on myself when I'd have a cut or something, that he would really acknowledge it at that age. But he would take the Band-Aids and put them over his body where it hurt, and he would think that would heal him. I really think that he just has a high, and like a lot of these children, when they're born with these conditions, they get a high tolerance for pain, but it doesn't mean that they're out of pain, but it's what they know.
Right.
I mean, you're born with this, and, you know, their tolerances are different, but it doesn't mean that they're not suffering, you know, inside.
Right. Barbara, let me ask you a question. I know you're Lisa's business partner. What can you tell us? What do people need to know about Cade?
what they really need to know about Cade is that it umbrellas so many different inflammatory diseases. So,
right. Yeah.
And not just about the diseases, but about the kids. The kids, they suffer. They go through so much. So where I came on board was the Stop Rare Disease Bullying Now.
Okay.
Because we have cases like in Ohio where you have a child who's getting off the bus and a parent is showing their child how to mock their illness.
Wow.
They're learning. And ironically, that parent was actually sentenced maybe 3-4 days ago to 30 days in jail.
Wow.
For doing
wow.
that.
Yeah, because when I was doing the research for tonight's show, I was like, well, who would tease a child that has this? And then a parent was actually showing their child how to mock this dude. That's just unbelievable.
That's absolutely
it's
unbelievable.
Ignorance.
Mm-hmm. And
it is. It really is. It's about more educating our community about the diseases.
Right.
And with Barbie, I'm so thankful that she's on board with this. She's a great role model. And a strong and a very heartfelt woman. These children, they are in and out of schools. They are in and
yeah.
out of hospitals. They're not really
yeah.
able to make the friends, and the other
those
children are aware of that. And some of the diseases are visible, and some of them look perfectly normal. So we have bullying, which is horrific in its own. Without
mm-hmm.
a disease, and then you have these who are already suffering so much, and then they have to be belittled or
yeah.
made fun of. Yeah. So Stop Rare Disease Bullying actually is from what I'm aware of, the first to acknowledge those who are being bullied. And Barbie can tell you we are going to hospitals, and we're going to Children's Hospital of Philadelphia with some of the artists, Brad and Barbie and
yeah.
myself, and really getting into the hospitals and the schools to talk about it. It's a part of Cade. However, it's not focused on just Cade, and it's for all rare diseases. And one thing I want to say about Cade is that with focusing on the mechanism of the disease, as Barbie said, even I have the list of diseases on my website. It's
mm-hmm.
if people realized where I'm going with this, as I said when I started, if you think of like the target, a bullseye of Cade, the dwindling effect, I mean, inflammation, long-term inflammation, like Brody's prone to lymphoma for three reasons. And it helps shut off the long-term inflammation causes lymphoma. The drugs that these kids are on cause lymphoma. Brody has silica in his granulomas, which that activated with inflammation causes lymphoma. So diabetes, MS, inflammation in the brain can be linked to autism. And then if you look at these autoimmune diseases, the inflammation that's within is what kills. I mean, the inflammation does so much damage into their organs and into their system that it actually kills. So if more people become aware of what Cade, Stop Cade Now, is trying to do, we're really helping so many people
yes.
and by shutting
yes.
off that process.
I think like you are both saying that the biggest thing is the awareness, not only for the children in the schools, but also adults, because I bet if that parent who was mocking the student knew exactly what was going on, she felt horrible about it. And I think it's the ignorance, lack of knowledge about what that child is going through.
Well, the shameful thing about that is he did know. He was her neighbor.
Mm.
They knew
this
little girl had cerebral palsy, and he knowingly, in his adult mind, in front of the school bus, letting off children, mocked her walk in front of his son, in front of all the other children, laughed about it. And his son imitated him. And that's where Stop Rare Disease Bullying Now
really needs, well, where I'm really trying to help people understand. As parents, we're our first children's teachers.
Exactly.
And that is, it cannot be stressed enough in that parent's actions that our children will mimic what we do. And if we teach our kids that people who have rare diseases are different, but we're all different
right.
in many ways, and not to see those differences as a weakness, then it will make a big difference. It's like what Glenn said, to change the future, you have to change what is up and coming, starting with
yeah.
the younger generation.
So exactly.
in order for us to develop and grow as a people, we have to teach our children that this is wrong. It's not acceptable
Absolutely.
Behavior. One of the reasons
Absolutely.
That I came on was also because Lisa and I kind of bonded over my children have a rare disease. It's not a rare disease, but it's rarely diagnosed in children. They have
okay.
post-traumatic stress disorder. My family mm-hmm. was victimized. I lost my husband. He was murdered, and he was killed in front of the kids. And the bullying that my children got from school led me to pull them out of school and homeschool them just for
wow.
taking them to therapy. Because I would take them out, and we went through extensive therapy, and kids can be really mean. They notice the pattern of the kids going to the doctors, the kids missing their school,
mm-hmm.
and then they attack. Well, where did you go? What did you do? And kids are very vulnerable, and they're very innocent. And they come
yeah.
out and say, you know, I'm going to the doctor. Well, what's wrong with you? So if we teach the kids, you know, to handle with love instead of to use it and twist it,
exactly.
we can make a bigger
exactly.
difference.
Well, what can people that are listening tonight, what can they do to help support Stop Cade Now, Inc., and everything that you all are doing? What can they do?
Wow. Well, one is the awareness, and it's understanding what we're doing. They can find, you know, much information on our website, which is www.stopcadenow.org. We do have the clinic at the Cleveland Clinic, which is the first clinic to help autoinflammatory diseases. And everything that I do is project-oriented. So when you donate to Stop Cade Now, you're actually helping the treatment that's coming out in February, which is focused on the NF-kappa Bs, which is completely to shut off the inflammation process, and you're helping the first clinic, which is at the Cleveland Clinic, because a lot of children with autoinflammatory disorders go through adulthood. And I needed a place that was going to be able to help not only the children, but when they turn into adults, they needed somewhere to go as well. So they're supporting. I mean, every dollar helps, and it's so
yeah.
needed. Even Brad, who did the song Fly for Cade, I had so many emails from the parents and from the children. And one of the things that will stick in my mind is that the – I'm sorry, I've been traveling, so my voice is so tired.
No,
she actually, when I sent her this song, she went to her daughter's school, brought the iPad, and let her listen to it. And she took a picture of her listening. And she said her first words was, oh, my God, they get it. And the
wow.
thing is, I do get it. We do get it. We get and understand. When I started the foundation, I can focus on the awareness, I can raise the funds, and I can talk to the medical doctors, which I do all the time. We're overseas, we're everywhere. But we cannot forget the children and their daily fight. They need to
exactly.
know we're there, especially even with the rare disease bullying, Barbie. I mean, they need to have that power. I want to give them the strength from within. I know that right now I cannot cure my boys right now.
Right, yeah.
But what
yeah.
I will do is show them the strength that they have within and fill them with happiness as much as I can. And I will strive, as I said. I looked at Brody and I wanted to help him, and I made that promise. I remember looking at him in the eyes, And that at that moment is when I not only gave him my promise, but I gave every single child out there my dedication and promise to help them. And I won't stop. I mean, those who know me know.
You're not going to stop. No?
Not at all.
Like I said, tonight we are definitely honoring and saluting people like you and like Glenn and Barbie who do this. This is what they do. They're about helping others, helping the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely thank you. You know, a lot of people, they like to do things during the holidays, but you all do this year-round. So for that, we thank you for being on tonight. We'll be playing Brett's song, Fly Cade. You're going to love it. We'll play that in our next half hour on our playlist. But, ladies,
perfect.
I want to thank you so much and have a great night, okay?
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you,
and have a good night.
Okay. Good night. Okay, bye-bye. Good night.
And for more information on how you can help and more information on what CADE really is, go to www.stopcadenow.org. There'll be a link on our Facebook page. Thank you again, and we'll be right back.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company. Radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
Well, now it's time to go on to Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. Each week, we select artists to play in our playlist. Tonight, our playlist features songs by both independent and major artists and a few Christmas classics. Christmas is just around the corner. I will be hearing songs from Pamela Long, Frank Ocean, Boyz II Men, and many more. If you're interested in being featured during Stephen's playlist, please email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Now, remember, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing. We definitely look forward to hearing from you. Now, the first song is a theme song for the Cade Movement entitled Fly Cade by Bread featuring Devon. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Everything I've been through, maybe who I am. Take the bad with the good, so I give it all I can. You gotta understand, wouldn't have did it different, I follow the plan. To clean up out the hard times, God good all time. I ain't finna preach, bro, I'ma talk about mine. Yes, counting every blessing now. Appreciate the lesson now. Wow, when I tell you I was down bad. No exaggeration, buddy, been to hell and back. At the same time, when you wanna sit, don't turn us, at the same time. Arguing with doctors, they don't understand us. Tell us we complain, so we keep a smile on, knowing we can change it. Gotta make a difference, educate the ignorant. Parents losing jobs and they take away our benefits. That's no winner, knowing what we dealing with. CAID, tell them what we living with. Tell them it ain't easy, gotta stay strong. Y'all day by day, though we in it for the long haul. And it feel like we gon' die. But right now, it feel like we gon' die. All you gotta do is change. It ain't hard as it seems. You just living out your dream. You ain't gotta stay the same.
All you gotta do is change. It ain't hard as it seems. You just living out your shit. What up, Lisa?
Flying.
Yeah.
Flying.
Yeah. Believe.
Forever.
everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe helps to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow with fun. They know that Santa's on his way, and he's got lots of toys and many goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is going by to see the reindeer. Well, you know how to fly, yeah, slow. Why offering simple praise? It's from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times,
cause I've been thinking about forever. my Lord. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide
concludes our playlist. As always, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to especially give a special shout-out again to our guests tonight, Glenn Hollingsworth and Lisa Moreno Dickinson and Barbara Marshall, for being of service, being used to do something greater than take a check home each night, each week. This is our last live show of the year. We'll be playing the best of through the holidays. We want to definitely send you all a happy holidays. You know, remember the reason for the season. Spend time with your family and friends if you can, and hopefully everything goes well for you. We thank you for your support this year. We thank EOTM staff, Carla B., and all the EOTM family. And I personally thank Ms. Parker, Chike, Adam, Aaron, Janera, and everyone who contributes and even inbox me ideas and different people to have on the show. But that's really all I have to say. Again, happy holidays. Oh,
you
got
to tell them where to find us. Tell them how to follow us and stuff.
But you know what? I'm jumping the gun. Next week is our last live show.
You're so busy trying to get out of Dodge.
We'll be back next week, y'all, with another live show. Forget that, but I do thank all those people. Have a great week. Talk to you again next week. God bless.
See you.
So fresh and so clean. Tonight is all eyes on me. Everything's gonna be alright. And when you say, I'ma see a pretty, pretty, pretty young thing. I'ma ask her to take my hand. Head to the floor, and we gon' dance. And when we get there,